Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Winter Fellow Enrique Perez de la Rosa. And joining me are Peg Bloomer, an advocate for Sitkins Against Family Violence, and Sitka Police Department Sergeant Gary Cranford.
Hello. Hello.
And we're here to talk about domestic violence in Sitka. You were telling me before that this time of year is a particularly hard time on this topic. Could you tell me more about that?
Well, I think one reason that we see a rise in the domestic violence situation around the holidays is, you know, everyone wants the holidays to be perfect, so it brings on those stressors. Obviously, finances can be one of those things. So there's a lot of different reasons. But, yeah, just know that during the holidays, it tends to bring on more stressors that potentially bring on more domestic violence situations. So if we can just try to make everyone aware of that, hopefully that will actually help curve those stressors. And instead of increasing, hopefully this year we can get a decrease.
I'd like that, yeah.
Do you find that that's true in and safe?
Yeah, I really do. And if I could add on to what Gary said, safe's always available 24/7. If people get stressed, whether you've been a survivor of domestic violence or are concerned that maybe your stress levels are going to cause you to become unhealthy in venting your anger, you can always call us 24/7, and we're available to talk to anybody. And we have different ways of helping people. So during the holidays, if you need somebody to talk to or some help in lowering your stress levels, please feel free to call us.
And we will talk about those resources in a few minutes. But first, I think it's a good idea if we could define domestic violence. Are there different kinds of domestic violence, or is it purely physical violence?
It's power and control over another human being, and that can be emotional, physical, it can be verbal, it can be financial, it can be sexual. There's multiple different levels of domestic violence, from just verbally putting somebody down to physical violence.
And from the perspective of the law, is that consistent with the advocate point of view of domestic violence?
In some ways, yes. It's unfortunate that sometimes, like Peggy just mentioned, with like the power and control and the emotional, it may not necessarily fall within the parameters of law enforcement, but that type of emotional abuse is very prevalent when it comes to DV.
Do you get a lot of cases that are in cases that can't be prosecuted by law but require some sort of attention? Do you get a lot of cases like that in the department?
Not in the Sitka Police Department per se. Which I would love to say that that's a good thing, that most of fortunately, with most of our domestic violence-related cases, that it does fall within the parameters of law. And we're there as a resource in one form or fashion to help the victims of domestic violence, because it is so difficult for other organizations such as SAFE, OCS, to potentially bring forth that there is some sort of domestic violence involving like emotional or financial.
And so how do we recognize domestic violence in everyday, in our everyday lives? Both those of us who are reading the Sitka Sentinel and seeing the police blotter, and maybe people who are might be living these situations, how can they recognize those situations?
Well, survivors of domestic violence are aware of what they're going through. It starts out really small, just a comment here or there, and it can build over time until a person is completely under another person's control and looks at physical violence as just part of a normal relationship. It's really hard to put a black and white list, but verbally putting somebody down or questioning their ability to take care of their own lives, make their own decisions, that's a start. Long before there's any physical violence, you'll get the emotional, the mental, the financial, where somebody will be working but not have any control over their pay, or, you know, the isolation starts where your family doesn't like me, I don't want to go to the family thing, I'm going to stay home alone, and she'll stay with him or he'll stay with her, however it goes. And like I said, it just starts out very small and works into sometimes lethal situations. So that's why SAFE really tries to educate people. We have our prevention. We have different groups. I do a group every Tuesday night, and it's open to everybody, on recognizing domestic violence, healthy relationships, unhealthy relationships, how to stay safe. So we're working with Sitka as much as we can.
What other resources are available for Sitkins who are going through these situations? Where can they turn to?
They can turn to us, and there are helplines throughout the state. SAFE is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so we're always available. We have the ability to help people get into counseling, help people wade through the process of protective orders, stalking orders, safety planning, helping them keep themselves and their children safe. A lot of different ways.
Peg, if I may jump in there for a moment. Other resources that are available to go along with SAFE would be obviously the police department, but I think some organizations that kind of go without being mentioned on a regular basis would be STA. Mm-hmm. They definitely have resources. If not within house, then they know how to get individuals to those resources. Obviously, our local community hospital, Search, Mount Edgecombe Hospital, they have resources also. They're not just there necessarily for the physical abuse that may occur in these situations. As I briefly mentioned earlier, OCS, Sitka Counseling is also a resource here in town.
Now, we're just about out of time, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I would just say that this is a tough time of year, and domestic violence is in Sitka and the surrounding areas a lot more than people are aware of. And if people feel like they need to reach out for help, like Gary said, there's multiple resources throughout the island, and we refer to each other all of the time. We work with each other, and we're building a really strong network of help for survivors of domestic violence, I believe.
Absolutely. And one thing I would like to also reiterate is that here in the holidays, you know, they are supposed to be for rejoicing giving thanks for what we have. So I'm going to ask that everyone in these holiday seasons to keep an eye out for each other. And, you know, with the holidays and the celebrations and the parties, obviously there's adult beverages that come along with that. So please, I ask that you look at your consumption, and family, friends, keep a lookout for each other. And if you notice some subject getting a little heated, maybe step out for a breath of fresh air.
I agree.
Then along with SAFE, you can always give us a call at the police department if you're in need, even if just needing someone to talk to and asking for resources.
That's true, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking with Peg Bloomer, an advocate for Sitkins Against Family Violence, and Sitka Police Department Sergeant Gary Cranford. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.